Nearly a full day after the United Nations Security Council voted to authorize all necessary measures to protect Libyan civilians, the streets of the eastern city of Tobruk were alive with celebration. There was gunfire, horn honking, and screeching tires. Mohammed Abu Salam is a member of the Rebels' Provisional Council in Tobruk.
Farhanin Libyin, happy people.
Joining us now from Tobruk is NPR's Eric Westervelt. Eric, celebrations continue there, but have the rebels really gained anything to celebrate about?
Well, not really, Robert, not yet anyway, certainly not on the ground militarily. Yet by the celebration that's still going on here in Tobruk, you'd think the rebels were declaring victory, but they really have a long road ahead. It was interesting, Robert, at a junction on the edge of this town, rebel fighters were meeting up to head south down the road towards Ajdabiya, where we're told sporadic fighting has continued today, and the mood there was certainly not celebratory. They were heading into potential combat, piling into trucks and cars as they have been for weeks, and heading sort of chaotically and in a ragtag manner down toward the front line. While in the town here, it was really an ongoing party.
Eric, world leaders have reacted skeptically, to say the least, to the Gaddafi regime's statement that it was halting all military activity. Secretary of State Clinton, British Prime Minister David Cameron, among others, said that the world will judge Colonel Gaddafi by his actions, not his words. From what you've been able to figure out, well, first of all, what's the reaction there, and what have the Gaddafi regime's actions been?
Well, everyone here dismisses the ceasefire pledge, saying that no one trusts Colonel Gaddafi. He's lied to us for 42 years, many told us tonight, so why would we believe him now? Most people I talked with said, you know, they think he's just trying to buy time while consolidating some of his recent military gains, especially in the western city of Misrata and the eastern city of Ajdabiya. The fighting continues there, according to witnesses we've spoken to, especially in Misrata, where we're told there were artillery and other strikes there and several civilian casualties. And in Benghazi, the rebel stronghold just to the west of here, a rebel commander dismissed the government's ceasefire call, saying Colonel Gaddafi is bluffing and really just trying to buy a little more time.
Eric, I gather support for the rebels is very deep where you are in Tobruk. You drove in today from the Egyptian border. Did you have the same sense as you were driving to Tobruk that you got inside Tobruk?
Well, it was interesting. In a lot of these dusty little border towns on the way to Tobruk, anti-Gaddafi and anti-government graffiti had clearly been recently painted over and scraped over, and in several of the towns, the rebel flag was not flying in these places. It's not clear if, you know, these towns had long been more pro-regime, or if they had changed sides, or simply sort of shifting allegiances depending on who was winning or not. But it was clearly a different mood when you go into some of these smaller towns. People are more tense, more anxious, and you can tell they were kind of trying to read the tea leaves to see which way this conflict is going. So the mood in these smaller places was certainly different than in the larger city of Tobruk.
But in Tobruk, has there actually been fighting today? Have government forces been firing on anyone near that city?
No, not at all. They've just been wasting a lot of ammunition that they may need if they're going to try to actually make good on their pledge to march on Tripoli someday and topple Gaddafi.
Okay, that's NPR's Eric Westervelt speaking to us from Tobruk, Libya. Eric, take care and thanks.
Thanks, Robert.